Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My first question is, Colin Miller, was he held out today for an injury or was it for trade protection?
He's in the lineup tomorrow. So it was more maintenance, making sure he's prepared for tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon.
You noted that this is just a weird week with this being the trade deadline. Obviously, Brandon is on his way out. What was it like? I mean, the atmosphere, guys saying bye to Brandon. What was it like working with him for these past 2 years for you?
He was a lot of fun to be around. He is competitive, brings a lot of energy, a lot of life. As you guys have come to know, he's a high character guy. We knew this was a possibility, obviously his contract status and where we're at. So no surprise for the players and the guys. Through this, Brandon was incredible, played hard last night. He kept this, out of his mind when the puck dropped. And even I say that even in practice and in meetings, he was a true pro and is a true pro. So, of course, it's you don't like losing guys like that, but we all understand, and it's part of our game.
Don, Taylor Hall was back on the ice today working in with you guys. I guess, is he going to be – he's the plan probably is still to keep him out tomorrow, but I guess is anyone else going to be in that same kind of boat with him where they might be kept out due to trade protection?
No, you're correct. He is going to be held out. Nobody else is in that situation with us that we will hold out. So it's just Taylor in that regard.
Dylan, as you told us, so – a week or two ago, is very frustrated by the injuries, but he seems pleased with how he's come along. Could he potentially play tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. That's a surprise to us. This was sprung on us just a couple of days ago, how fast he responded to day-to-day tests as they elevated the tests on him. And today was a practice to feel, where he's at with respect to playing. And I have not talked to the medical team, but going into practice, that was a definite possibility. He came out of practice looking great. So unless I hear differently, it looks like that, there's a probability of him being in the lineup.
Hey, Don, John Warrow. Sorry, I don't have my picture on here, but I'm down in my basement. Whatever. Who cares? How do you
don't like actually... your basement?
It's just one of those things of Zoom realities. But just wondering how you deal with the young players during these uncertain times as they watch teammates go, veteran teammates and mentors to some degree go. How do you address this with the young players that are probably some of them going through their first trade deadline?
Well, it's really easy. It's not very complicated. They're 100% focused on their next opportunity. So this stuff is just, it's happening, but it's you know, they're so consumed by, you know, excitement moving forward in the form of opportunity that it won't be a distraction. Nothing's a distraction to them. If you provide that environment, that moving forward environment, there's nothing that will distract you. They're real dialed in on the potential opportunity they have each and every day when they walk in this building.
I got two more for you, Don. First of all, Will Borgen, do you expect him maybe be ready after the road trip? How's he progressing?
Yeah, I hope he's ready after that's the hope. He will stay back and skate and progress. We don't have an indication of when he'll jump into practice with us, but it's getting closer. And I would say it is, I'm going to estimate within a week he'd be doing that. So that's good news, but it won't be on this trip.
With Brandon no longer an option, is Matt Irwin going to step in? Is this an opportunity for you guys to look at somebody, you know, in Rochester? I mean, how do you see this moving forward with that spot on defense?
Yeah, we will have discussions on that more thoroughly. You know, we don't go into those type of hypotheticals if this guy's moved and there was enough other stuff that obviously, you know, talk about and work with. So we will have that conversation, and those are all options, as you mentioned. Those are really the options.